This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Nights with Laura on Hope 103.2 with a forum for your Wednesday night. And tonight, kicking off a brand new series, one that is very important no matter what stage of life you're at. We're going to be talking about stress. And in particular at the moment, for teenagers moving into the HSC season, it is a lot to think about. And Wendy is on the line to share her thoughts. Wendy, hello.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Now, I think one of the most important things to get off right from the start is, what exactly is stress?
Okay, stress is that feeling in your body, you know, when you're under pressure or you've got some sort of threat. It's like your body actually releases a chemical. And so, you know, our heart beats faster, our lungs work harder. You know, it's like the physical capacity, you know, capability within us that responds, and we cannot, you know, so we can run away from danger, basically.
It's like that fight or flight thing.
Yeah, totally. So a little bit of stress is important in life. So if you've got a perceived danger, you need to respond. But the problem is that if you've got ongoing stress all the time, it's like that chemical's being released in your body until you get that feeling where you're just like stressed out to the max, you know? And most people in the Western society live with a high level of stress.
Yeah, so it's a lot of chemicals going through our system, which can't be healthy for us.
Absolutely, they're not. And so we can't really avoid stress. So we need to learn to manage it. And, you know, working in a high school as I do, and particularly, like you said, the HSC is coming up, I just see these kids so stressed out, and I just feel like saying, it's going to be okay, you know. But I know that they need skills as well to be able to cope, be able to manage their stress better.
Yeah. So what are some of the main causes of stress then, and things that we should really look out for when it comes to that?
Oh, look, you know, I think teenagers are actually quite amazing. I know some people think, oh, my teenager has no stress. They're just lying on the lounge. Sometimes, actually, that can be, it's all too much. I'm just going to shut down. You know, it's actually a form of coping mechanism that, you know, they just kind of zone out. But if you actually look at the facts, I mean, I made a list, and I'm just going to quickly go through them because it just makes you realize how much some of them struggle with. You know, for the first time in their life, they've got to learn to juggle a lot of commitments. Often they have a part-time job, assessments are getting bigger, you know, they need to take more responsibility at home. You know, they might get negative feedback from an assessment, but they've got another one due the next day. They're dealing with assignment deadlines, they deal with peer pressure, they're learning to take their first new job, they might have health issues. There's family expectations. It's exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah, just reading it, listening to the list.
Problems. They feel inadequate on top of all this. There's expectations around appearance. They're getting their license, learning to drive, perhaps their first love relationship. You know, they're making life decisions. Everybody says to them, what are you going to do when you leave school? I mean, that is huge. That creates anxiety. You know, there's pressures from every angle on them. So it's a blooming miracle that any of them survive, I think.
That we make it through that stage of life. And within, when you look at that list and you listen to that list, within the context of the stage of life that a teenager is in, it is actually such a massive deal, each and every one of them, because you're not, like, without, you know, saying that they don't know how to deal with things, because I remember there were times where I was in this situation where you've got all those different things going on and they're huge, and you're not old enough yet to kind of understand how to navigate them completely, but you're old enough that they affect you in a quiet, you know, strong way.
Absolutely, because the learning skills, the coping skills, you know, the ability to cope is a learned thing. It happens over time. So no wonder they feel stressed out. So they haven't learned what to do or what skill, how do I, you know, like you and I probably developed, I know if I need to go for a walk, I just need to get out of the house and go for a walk if I'm feeling a bit stressed. Or, you know, like we all have things that we've put in place in our life. You know, they have a lot of energy, young people, but they haven't quite developed the skills. It's not necessarily their fault. It's just a part of growing up. So that's the thing, you know, I feel for them. And on top of that, you know, all those feelings are amplified because they are transitioning through the teenage years. So it's not an easy gig. It's not easy. So, you know, as we go over the next few weeks, it'll be really good to look at ways to help them, you know, develop skills to survive this period.
Yeah, absolutely. And just quickly, what do you reckon one of the main ways to do that is? The walking it off concept, probably from a physical aspect, would be really good, because if you're sending all those chemicals of stress through your body, walking it off literally would probably actually help out. But are there any other kind of things that you reckon work well?
I think balance in everything that we do takes away stress. So if you're doing all of one thing, if you're eating all of the wrong things, or you know, just working all the time and you're not allowing any rest, or if you're doing, you know, too much rest and no commitments, you know, any of those things, anything where there's a lot of out of balance creates a lot of stress. So I say number one, try and get balance in your world. Have some exercise, eat well. You know, like just create balance. That's the number one thing to start, you know, dealing with stress better.
Okay, Wendy, thank you for those thoughts, and we'll hear more next week on Hope 103.2. Thanks, Wendy.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.